Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Hey. Yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct.
Tonight is Tuesday, October 8th, 2013. And I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Tonight, it's open lines. We do have topics, though, to choose from. Well, and the last couple days, in the last couple days on this show, we've been talking about Anonymous a lot. Or former members of Anonymous, whatever. And there are new developments in two Anonymous-related cases. First off, two LulzSec hackers, known better as Pawn Sauce and Palladium, who in real life names are Darren Martin and Donacha O'Keer Bahal. They both these LulzSec hackers learned that they will not spend any time behind bars for their attacks that they launched on a 2011 election campaign website. The two pleaded. This is in Ireland, right? Or is it Scotland? What's the difference? Doesn't make any difference. The two pleaded guilty to the charges brought against them in July. And at that time, a judge ordered them to partake in a probation service program. And now their judge, Anne Ryan, total fake name, Anne Ryan says she's pleased with the fact that they've put their expertise to good use during this period. Which is why they will have no jail time to serve. Martin and O'Keer Bahal have been ordered to pay 5,000 euros each to cover the costs of restoring the website, and also half of their restitution will go to a suicide prevention charity. I don't know what suicide has to do with their case. Did the candidate whose website they took down, did he anhero? What the hell is that? I mean, they took down a campaign website. Shouldn't they give the money to the campaign they took down? Well, I guess they are giving them money to recover costs of restoring the website. But hey, man, we all know election campaigns. Those motherfuckers are always looking for money. They're always in the hole. So, yeah. Whatever. So, yeah. So, these two kids got off. They had a really nice judge who thought that they were just splendid, bright young kids who just deviated off the path there for a minute, and now they're back on track. Yeah. It's kind of a shame that we don't have these kind of judges out here in the United States. Can you imagine if this judge was in charge of Jeremy Hammond's case? We were just talking about Jeremy Hammond last night. And it sounds like this judge that Pawn Sauce and Palladium stood in front of would have been a nicer fit for Jeremy Hammond than the judge he has right now, who's like the Wicked Witch of the East, apparently. Yeah, it's craziness. So that happened today. These two kids, they're off. Yeah, that Sabu, he really did a number on these kids, didn't he? Two more LulzSec kids walking. Mm-hmm. Interesting, huh? But hey, you know, people online say, hey, people online say they want to like hang Sabu. They want to kill Sabu. All right. I'm not defending Sabu. I'm not a Sabu apologist. But again, to me, the only person that really got burned hard by Sabu was Jeremy Hammond. And that's it. And in fact, I don't think the feds even needed Sabu to get Jeremy Hammond. He was just convenient, but whatever. I don't want to get totally into that. because we had such a great show last night with Sue and All Shiny, and it was very, I felt it was very positive. You know, I really want to see Jeremy Hammond get leniency. I think he should get and probably will get about 4 to 5 years. Okay, maybe he gets 7, and they add time served, so then it's around 5-ish. So that's what I'm thinking is going to go down. But nonetheless, there is a letter writing campaign going on. Follow free_Hammond on Twitter to find out information. They had a writing party on Tiny Chat earlier today. It's pretty cool. Okay. So these Lulzsec kids get off. Surprise, surprise. Also, a new development in the Steubenville, Ohio rape case saga. That's right, a brand new case. Steubenville, I have a feeling, is going to be on is going to be like the epicenter for legal. Nancy Grace should just move to Steubenville, set up a studio there, and just go to work. Because I think that grand jury. I mean, how long was that grand jury in Steubenville out for? Dude, I think a lot of heads are going to roll. I think this is just the beginning. I wouldn't get too cocky there, Anonymous, because I don't think you're precluded from these grand jury investigations. I think people on both sides are going to get burned really motherfucking hard. Not really motherfucking hard, but people on both sides are going to feel some pain. That's obvious, okay? And it took them this long to just come up with this IT professional. I mean, this IT professional could be the tip of the iceberg, okay? I mean, I think by the end, probably within the next 2 or 3 years, half of Steubenville will be indicted for something related to that alleged date rape incident or party rape, gang rape, whatever. Terrible. So today, William Rinneman, a Steubenville City Schools IT worker, was charged with tampering with evidence, obstructing justice, obstructing official business, and perjury, according to an indictment released Tuesday. Rinneman, I misspelled that shit, allegedly tried to alter or conceal evidence from August 11th, 2012 through April 25th, 2013. Two Steubenville High School football players were convicted of raping a girl after a party that began the night of August 11th, 2012. So apparently this guy already was trying to conceal evidence. Like, what could this guy possibly have as evidence that he could conceal at the time? Like, do these kids, like, as they're getting in trouble, like, say, like, oh, fuck, we're going to get busted for this. And they call, like, their IT guy, and he's, like, bails them out somehow? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. All right, so that's going on. And then, yeah, there's other shit going on, too. Fucking Anonymous just announced a million mask march in D.C. on Guy Fawkes Day. I thought Anonymous were all in jail or indicted or feds. Or stupid new fags. So it's going to be the million fed and new fag march is what it's really going to be. Good luck with that. Dude, I remember, fuck, what was it, 2007, before all this Anonymous shit was even started, dude. Ron Paul, and his supporters, well, not Ron Paul, Ron Paul's supporters, had raised the most money in a single day November 5th, 2007. November 5th, 2007. Fucking Google it. Ron Paul Moneybaum makes the most individual independent, raises the most money in a single day independent of the actual candidate. It was purely grassroots. They raise, I don't know, like a couple $1 million, I guess. I don't know. A lot. Not bad for a bunch of conspiracy theorists and libertarians and nerds. And so, yeah, they picked Guy Fawkes Day. When I think of Guy Fawkes, I think of Ron Paul. Ron Paul's fans introduced me to Guy Fawkes before you fucking anonymous pieces of shit did. Buckethead introduced me to anonymity before Anonymous did. I mean, Buckethead is anonymous, but people like Buckethead and Banksy, they were anonymous before there was Anonymous. And, you know, people need to recognize, okay, because all this shit's starting to get mainstream now. You got this WikiLeaks movie coming out. All the stuff that happened between 2006 through today, let's say the last 6 years, like 2006 to 2012, that little period there, motherfuckers are just getting, the mainstream is just getting caught up to the shit. All right. All that period on the internet, people are just figuring it out. Okay. When John Cusack becomes like the person to go to ask what they thought of the authenticity of a WikiLeaks film should be like, that's when you know the fucking shit has jumped the shark, okay? I'm telling you, it's all been co-opted, it's all fucking bought and paid for now, so let's move on. And if all these indictments and shit aren't enough proof that you need to move on, then I don't know what is. Anyway. Oh yeah, and on top of all this, I'm getting ready to do my goddamn show tonight, and the fucking ninjas just start disturbing my timeline. I got just ninja crap all over my timeline. I can't even look at my mentions anymore. It's stupid, especially now that Twitter will fucking alert you when somebody like favorites something that you're mentioned in. So now you control people that have blocked you, right? Because if you could favorite somebody that somebody's mentioned in that has you blocked, they'll still see your favorite, right? Because they were mentioned in it. I don't know. We're going to have to get to the bottom of this and more. Take your calls at 347-826-7667. I do believe I have a few callers on the board. I'm going to do a quick little brickety break here and screen some of these calls, see who these characters are, and then we'll bring them on one at a time. And I will verbally make love to them. And, yeah, all due respect those who were, all due respect to Jeremy Hammond aside, this goes out to all the LulzSec kids. All right. You guys really pulled a number on our Patriot friend here, Jeremy Hammond. I honestly feel like the only guy that got burned hard in this whole LulzSec thing was Jeremy Hammond, and he is the only U.S. participant. Other than there was like a kid in Arizona who got like a year of probation or some shit. But I'm pretty sure Jeremy Hammond, I mean, okay, you can argue that there's whatever. But of the people that are involved in all this stuff, I think Hammond got burned the fucking hardest. And I think it's no coincidence that all the other suspects are over in the UK. And there's one, and then you got Sabu. Sorry, man. Call me a fucking conspiracy theorist, but I think it's a fucking motherfucking sabotage. Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick. She better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really act for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back with you tonight for Disorderly Accomplice Radio. Disorderly Conduct, Cybercrime Sexy Time. That's right. It's Cybercrime Sexy Time tonight, kids. And the theme is, I guess, anonymous, huh? We got these LulzSec hackers. We got Steubenville. We got the Million Fed March. It's fucking crazy out there, dude. People are still trying to fucking pump this shit up. Let's go to the phone line. See what people are thinking right now. Let's bring on Luke. What's up, Luke? Welcome to the show.
Hello. How's it
going?
Hey,
Luke. Oh, it's going all right, man. I'm just kicking it. I'm just trolling.
Good to hear. You're keeping me up late at night till 1 a.m., even though I have school.
Don't tell your parents Hello? About me. Don't tell your parents
oh,
about
I
me.
Won't.
I don't want
to...
Okay.
Yeah, my parents will send you a very angry email.
Well, hopefully we're keeping you out of trouble.
Yes, you are. You are.
Okay, good. So do you have any thoughts on any of these topics here tonight?
I just feel super bad for, you know, Hammond over there getting the worst of all of this sabotage, or however you want to say it.
Yeah, me too.
Everyone else is getting off, like, kind of easy, and he's just getting grilled over there.
Yeah.
As for now, the Ohio one, I haven't really read up on.
Yeah, dude, it's stupid. No, hence the term Stupidville. But you know what? People love stupid, apparently. Stupid sells. So we're talking about Stupidville. Yeah, I'm going to capitalize on this. This is like a hot story. People are making money off this shit, dude. People are making money off of this rape. Can you believe it?
That's
it's on parole. I know. It's bringing, like, it's actually helping the economy of Steubenville, to be honest. To have news trucks coming in and out of there every fucking week. Hell yeah. That helps the economy. Those news teams, they need to eat somewhere. They need to sleep somewhere. You know, they need to drink somewhere.
Yeah,
that's
a fucked up thing to think about.
Hey, it's stimulating the economy. Obama's pulling out all the stops, man.
Fucking Obama. Jesus Christ. Have you seen his Twitter account lately? I know this is kind of off topic.
No.
Oh, my God, did you go look at it? Okay, fine. It like basically every tweet is retweet if you want the shutdown to end.
Okay, I'll make this bold.
And he's starting like hashtag just vote.
No, you know it's not him, right? You know it's.
Oh yeah, he's trying to say it is. Like sign it with him, but it's probably just some douchebag.
It's probably his personal assistant and his staff all have access to it. There's probably an API. I wouldn't be surprised if Anonymous could. Get his API if they really wanted to. I mean,
oh, that'd be amazing.
The old Anonymous, the Anonymous that had some balls. Now they're all in jail. So
now all the ones that have the balls are in jail.
Yeah, or not resurfacing.
Yeah, or shooting heroin into their veins and not putting up a certain website that we were all looking forward to.
Wow. Are you insinuating that Jackal is a junkie now?
No.
I don't even know.
Someone like two shows ago was telling me that he was too busy openly shooting up and that's where all the money was going. That's not my personal opinion. That's just what I've heard from, who was it that told me that? I think it was Ham Byers or however the hell you say it.
I has Candy asks on Twitter says this better not be Luke We Are Change or all murder events in the Bay. No, this is not Luke We Are Change. Luke Radowski. I like Luke Radowski. I think he's all right. No, this is Luke. He's been calling into my show a lot lately. He's a kid out of I don't even know where, but he calls in. North Carolina. Are you a Tar Heel fan?
I am not.
Oh, what's team? Wake Forest. Oh, all right. Okay, that's not bad. I can, as long as it's not Duke or NC State, then we're good.
Yeah, the Wolfpack. Ugh. So annoying.
Okay, I would like the ninjas, if someone could do me a favor and just tell the ninjas to cease and desist, please.
Are they still blowing up your Twitter?
I'm trying to see what my mentions are like, and all I see is ninja shit.
God damn, we need to retaliate, Vince.
It's all ninjas calling me a brony. This is disgusting.
You have an army.
Ninjas. Ninjas, let me tell you this, ninjas, okay? Just listen for a second, ninjas. Trust me, you don't want me to be a brony. Just trust me on this one. You really don't want me to be a brony. If I had the ability to wield the power of the brony nation, look the fuck out. I don't know. Now, I talk on the show quite a lot about Ghost. Now, Ghost was trolled off the internet because he was gonna have a fucking heart attack because the bronies trolled him so fucking hard. Right? This dude literally had over 500 users in his chat room every single day. Yes, I use the L word. Sue me. I'm breaking my own rules, okay? You guys don't want to, trust me, guys, you guys do not want to pick a fight with the bronies. You might want to rethink.
You get an army.
You might want to rethink what you label Vince in the Bay. Because, what's that old saying, be careful what you wish for? Because it might come true.
Oh, shit. I'm a little scared about that.
You should be. You should be.
Oh, God. They've made a mistake. That's what I can tell.
Yeah.
I honestly,
I don't know if you remember, like, you know, they're trying to troll me because they know I hate bronies, but I've made an alliance with bronies to fight against them. And they're lucky I don't have all the bronies behind me because fucking all the bronies can fuck some shit up real quick. I mean, all those motherfuckers are full-time nerds. They're ready for the cause. I did a brony hate show and about 1,000 of them showed up.
Holy shit.
It was one of my highest rated shows of the year. That and my fish show. I did a fish show with Assert MacFags, and I got like 1,000 fucking listeners.
Damn.
Yeah. All you have to do is just tweet out, dude, we're doing a fish show, bro. Fish heads, bam. I was doing a brony hate show, dude. You can look at my archive, brony hate show. It was mostly attended by bronies.
I need to go listen to that.
Yeah. So, yeah, go ahead. You know, try me, ninjas. Try me. Motherfucking try me, ninjas. Brony and the gay. Why wouldn't you want to date a brony? It's a stable relationship. It says Nilf Grab. Why would... Oh, my God. Nimjez, Vince in the Bay, says there isn't enough brony love on his timeline. That's Becalina 13. She's turning on me, too. They've duped my own fucking listeners.
Are they really?
Cool. Yeah.
I'm not in the chat room. I have not entered that show yet.
You're not missing anything, dude. All right, man. So any other thing, anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's all.
All right. Well, stay right there.
Yes,
you're welcome
sir.
To stick around as long as you want, Luke. As long as you behave, do your homework. And good. Yeah, as long as you finish your homework, you can listen to the show as far as I'm concerned. We're good.
Sweet.
So I'm going to bring on some more callers. It looks like I have a couple of familiar faces. I think I have a Hammurabi's code here. Hammurabi, what's going on, dude?
No, how are you and Ace doing tonight?
That's not Ace, that's Luke.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Luke.
Hello.
Don't even mention that name, dude. Have you seen Ace's thingamabob, his avatar?
Ace the place?
No, it says Ace in the Bay. He, like, stole my fucking logo and changed the V to an A.
He changed it again, though, before your show.
Oh, good, because he's a fucking pansy.
He changed it to, it's weird, it says, like, I am Luke, but in steganography. Luke, I am your father.
Wait, is he making fun of my guest? Luke?
Yes. Absolutely. Ace knows no boundaries. I don't know if you know that.
Dude, Ace is a thorn in my side. I'm just glad he doesn't call anymore. Like, okay, I can take the Twitter stuff. Haha. Just as long as he doesn't call, I'm good.
So, what's the Scoobyville shit? Is KY actually going to need to dip into that legal fund or what?
No, because this would be somebody that would be favorable to the defense.
Oh?
So this IT guy?
Oh?
I believe he works for the Steubenville School District. So
why would he be getting indicted if he didn't do anything wrong?
I'm not questioning that. I thought you said something about KY wanting to use to help his legal fund.
No, I was hoping maybe he actually got indicted so that, you know.
Oh, you're hoping that, like, KY got indicted. Oh.
Yeah, cuz then he could make a new patch.
No, dude, no. He hasn't. Dude, I seriously think that he is going to get something down the line. He has to. If not, he's fully cooperating like Sabu, essentially.
Gee, that doesn't happen in Anonymous. People don't do that. Vince.
You know, I want to remake that Beastie Boys Sabotage video, but I want to remake it with Jackal, Sabu, and KY Anonymous.
That's an interesting group.
I think they'd make a great hip-hop group, don't you think? I mean, we already have the lead singer, the lead hip-hop guy. I mean, one of them was already a rapper. The other one, Sabu, he could easily be a rapper. He's friends with, he likes rappers. He probably thinks he's a rapper. And then the only person we got to teach to rap is Jackal. And I don't think that'll be hard either. I think he could probably do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And that song is, actually, that song is only sung by one person.
Which song?
Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. There's only one person that sings on that song.
Well,
do you know who it is?
No, a white guy.
Partially right.
I'd say it's definitely, that part of my statement is definitely right, but
partially, yes. You partially have the answer.
A Jewish white guy?
Let's see. Judges?
Closer?
Judges? I don't know. No, you're correct. Yes, correct. A Jewish white man sang that song. It was not MCA, not Mike D, but the other guy. Why am I not thinking of the third guy that fucking sang the goddamn song? It's MCA, who's dead. It's Mike D. And what's the other one?
Adam.
You're all named Adam. Marky Mark. No. You guys are fucking with me, dude. Give me the real answer, please. Just the guy who said, come on. I don't even know the answer.
It was Ad Rock on guitar, MCA on bass, and Mike D on drums.
Ad Rock. Ad Rock is.
I thought you were against doxing people.
Ad Rock. Fuck Ad Rock as the singer of Sabotage. Excuse me.
Why are you doxing your favorite rap band?
They're not my favorite rap band.
Oh. Is that the coup?
No. I like the coup for personal reasons, but if I separate myself from that, I have a different favorite. And I bet you can't guess it.
Is it something that was on the radio like a lot back in the day?
Yes.
How many years ago was back in the day? Like, give me a time frame. Let's cut it down to 5 years.
What?
This band, like, when you became...
My favorite hip-hop band, not my favorite all-time band. We're just talking about hip-hop.
Right. What time frame were they most active?
They were at their peak, I would say, 88, 89.
NWA?
Nope.
Oh, is there multiple people?
There I was not alive, so I will not be of much help.
There is multiple people, yes.
What's the name of the group with the guy, the Humpty Hump?
Digital Underground. Good answer. No, Bay Area band. Tupac made his start there as a dancer for those guys. Can you believe that? Tupac, studio gangster, starts out going to art school, and then becomes a dancer with Digital Underground, and now people worship him like he's a messiah.
God, dude. So what was it? East Coast, West Coast, what coast? Hip hop.
East Coast. Dude, you're
Biggie?
Taking a long time, man. Are you pretending to be dumb?
Biggie?
No, dude.
No.
Biggie wasn't even alive in 1989. Come on. He was like born after that, career-wise. All right, you know what? I'm going to bring somebody on who's on the East Coast, who's from who probably has a fucking clue, and he's also the host of Wrestle League Radio, CNY Rebel. Welcome to the show.
Hello, it's got to be Vanilla Ice, right?
Dude. Come on. I said it was
big,
more than one person.
Big in 88 and 89, it's a group.
I know Biggie is big enough for more than one person, but he's one guy. I pretty much made it known that there's more than one dude.
Huh.
And you know what? I'm embarrassed to say I don't think I have a fucking song of theirs on my goddamn soundboard, which is sad.
It's probably, Dave Hesh Mode?
That's not hip-hop.
I know.
That's not who you ask.
Dude, that's death metal. Come on. Hip-hop.
Death metal. This is a real brain teaser you got for us here, Vince.
I'm hoping it's Two Live Crew.
No. No. Nope.
See, there wasn't that much around in the late 80s. And pretty much, if you were
up on...
Oh, my
God. Are you kidding me? That was the height of hip-hop.
Yeah, it really was.
Dude, no. You're too short. You had NWA. You had Ice Cube. Then you had Eazy-E doing his own thing.
EPMD. Big Daddy Kane.
Dilated People.
Yeah, there's incorrect. But yeah, there's tons of people.
Tribe Called Quest.
No. Good guess though.
God, you fucking suck, Vince. Well, you don't suck, but God damn it, man, those are the only ones I could think of. All right, just spill the beans.
I'm gonna keep people guessing. I'm not gonna give it away. It's gonna be running. It's just gonna be a running thing until somebody gets it, and then they get a prize.
Fuck it. Oh, and shit. Is it Wu-Tang?
Nope.
Oh. Good guess, Jane.
Hey, CNY Rebel.
Ew.
Six topics tonight. Lulzsec, Steubenville, and what was the other one? Oh, Jesus Christ. Those goddamn ones. The Million Mask March. Which do you have an opinion on, if any?
Well, I mean, everyone wants to talk about Lulzsec, but I don't think anyone really cares about the Million Mask March. I'm not even sure if they could get a million people together for that. There'll be about
get a million black men for a million black men march, I guarantee you Anonymous ain't even going to get over 9,000 people for, like, seriously, if it was really Anonymous, it'd be the over 9,000 mask march. Am I right?
Well, they could get close to a million black people because there's like 300,000 homeless black people on the streets already. So they just have to come out of their garbage cans and their cardboard boxes and they're in the march. But if we really think about it, how many people are actually going to show up? I mean, that's kind of, yeah, it's a protest slash demonstration slash march. But, you know, who of any importance is going to show up? No one's going to give a shit. It'll make CNN for, what, 30 seconds on a clip at the end before they go to a commercial break? That's about it.
Exactly. It'll be right after... it'll be right after a feature on Miley Cyrus.
Well, somehow it does get really, really huge, though, and all this attention falls back to Anonymous.
You know what would be cool is if... You know what would be cool? Because Sabu has a sentence in a couple of weeks. You know what would be crazy is if they let Sabu go. Say, you know what? You've time served. You're off, Hector. Good luck. And Hector says, all right, guys! Million Mask March, let's go, bros! I think that could happen, don't you?
And then someone who spit in them killed them.
No, but, dude, has anybody killed Adrian Lamo? Has anybody killed Brendan Darby? Has anybody killed, Jesus Christ, how many, the guy who duped the NATO 5? Tell me.
That is true.
Right, next question.
I don't really know. You know, Darby. You know, Darby's.
Okay, the ninjas are DDoS. I'm getting word that the ninjas are DDoSing me right now. So, Rebel, take over the show for a minute. Rebel, take over the show. I'm getting DDoSed by the fucking by the ninjas.
It just got real.
I'm here. I can run the show if you really want me to.
I'll be right back in a minute. I got to reset. I think I'm getting. God damn it. I got to reset my IP. I'll be back.
All right.
Fuck.
Jesus. The ninjas are serious. This is
Yeah, this was a joke at first. Now this shit's getting serious.
And this comes on the heels of a new ninja being born maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes ago. It looks like my rebel ninja was born, and I've already got like 30 followers. So I don't know who could possibly be running this operation, but I'm glad to be hosting Russell in the Bay. And we have memorized code. Yeah, it's. I wish I had control of his soundboard and his switchboard. Manapony, I cannot put you on the air because I do not have access to the switchboard. But use your elite hacker skills to get yourself on. So, gentlemen, you know, I was just thinking. I was fucking Googling shit. Did someone say Run DMC?
I don't know if I did.
You said NWA. I think it's Run DMC.
Yeah, you're probably right. It seems like his favorite all-time rap band would be Run DMC.
Either that or it's DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yeah, that's a possibility as well. Or Crisscross. I'm not ruling that out either.
Make you want to jump. Didn't one of those guys just die?
Probably. I mean, you can only wear your pants backwards so much before you have circulation problems. Blood clots and shit.
You are listening to Russell in the Bay. We are with Hammurabi's Code, and I forget who else is on here. Who else is on
Luke.
Here? Luke.
We're calling him Luke.
Luke, yes. Yes, Luke is here with us. And I do not have access, once again, to the switchboard, so I cannot put you on the air. But, boys, we are going to have some topics here tonight on Russell in the Bay. The first one is your opinion on who did 9/11. That is our topic number one. Topic number two, the controller of most of the Jew gold in America. Your opinion on that.
Walmart.
And last but not least, KY Anonymous. Pedophile or misunderstood? So, Luke, go ahead and pick one of those topics for me, would you?
Okay, I'm going to go with the third one.
Okay, so recently, as everyone's knowing, they've seen it all over Twitter, and there's been memes made about it and everything else. KY Anonymous was in a tiny chat not too long ago where he exposed himself to many, many 8 and 9 year old little boys, including some people that were actually overage who snapped a picture of it. Pedophile or not, Hammurabi's Code.
You know, I'm gonna go with maybe. Definitely needs to trim up the downstairs area there. My understanding is the ladies don't like that. Nobody likes picking fucking pubes out of their teeth. I sure don't. Ladies, that goes for you too. You gotta shave it up. Or wax, whatever you do. I mean, just make it pretty.
So, Luke, as I give Luke a shout out here on Russell in the Bay, I have to ask you, do you think he is literally a pedophile?
I don't think I give a fuck enough to really say. I mean, there's solid proof of him showing his shaft to 8 and 9 year olds, then yes, I do.
I'm not sure if you guys have seen it, but if there is an up-close picture of it, it does appear that he has herpes / pelvic region pimples. So I dive in a little deeper and ask, STD or no?
Maybe. That's a question for him.
I think he got it. I think he got it from the Steubenville rape victim.
That's a possibility.
It is. It is a possibility. So we're going to move on to another one.
Surprise, nigga!
What's up? It's Vince. I got back. I'm back. Fucking back, people. Luke, what's up? What happened when I was gone? What the fuck did these guys do?
He brought up some interesting topics, so we chose one.
Like what, exactly?
One was who caused 9/11. Second one,
oh
I don't
God.
Remember. And the third one was an actual topic that you picked about the Steubenville.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is what I thought. This is what I was afraid of was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. Right when all this ninja shit started, right before the show, I could see this coming. They obviously coordinated with Russell League last minute. They sent over CNY. Obviously, CNY probably contracted out to Hammurabi to come and assist him to cover for the ninjas while they DDoS me.
Oh, yeah,
he
said he was a ninja now, too. That part was kind of important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, he's part of it. See? God damn it. You know, we're trying to do a radio show about a serious fucking set of topics, and I don't know what these guys said a second ago, folks, but once again, the views and opinions expressed on the show are the views and opinions of the individuals expressing them alone. They don't reflect the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio, its staff, sponsors, or supporters, nor does it represent Vince in the Bay or any of my listeners. It's just the people whose mouths they come out of. Okay. So did anybody figure out my favorite hip-hop act of all time? Come on.
I'm too young. I'm sorry.
Oh, dude. Let me check Twitter, see if anybody knows. Wait.
Yeah, good luck finding anything in your mentions.
Public Enemy, Run DMC, no. Kanye West, no.
Kanye West.
No one said it yet. Three 6 Mafia, no. Kanye, no. I told you, it's more than one person.
Is it like obvious or?
NWA, no. Flava Flav, no. Nope. None of you guys. God damn it. Come on, somebody should get it. Maybe Nigger Christ can get it. He's a rapper. Nigger Christ, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's me.
I told you it's more than one person, man. You weren't even born in 89 when these guys were out kicking ass.
Hey, I've been alive for a million years, baby. You don't know shit. Okay, here's my other guess. Here's my second guess. Macklemore right. And Ryan Lewis.
Nope. It's
damn
Mystical.
It
says Lil B, the bass god. That's incorrect. He's one person, and he, again, was not even alive when these people are around.
I know. The Backstreet Boys.
Nope. Jurassic 5. Canadian Glenn says Jurassic 5. Nope. Chef Barnard says Farside. Nope. Sick Girl says KRS-One. No. Again, it's more than one person.
Metallica.
No, it's a hip-hop artist. It's my favorite hip-hop artist of all time. It's not Public Enemy.
The Beatles.
Nope. Boys, no. The Jackson 5? Jesus Christ. CNY, what was your guess?
DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince.
No.
Vince, I've Googled this. I can't find any other ones. Is it a well-known, underground well-known, but like a well-known in the United States group?
Dude, if you know hip-hop, you know who these guys are.
I'm
going to laugh if they're not even East Coast.
I know who it is. It's you playing three of my songs together at the same time.
No. Hey, we got another caller here. Let's see if this person can guess. Go ahead, caller, block number. You're on the air. Hello?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, kill it.
See what
you did? Get the fuck out of here.
Jesus Christ.
You see what you fucking did?
No,
fucking
I did?
I bet you it was
Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. That's a great guess, puppy, but no. Beastie Boys, nope. Geronimo, Chuck D, no. Chuck D's in Public Enemy, and somebody already said
I know,
it. No.
I know. It's Linkin Park.
No. P-Funk, no. Boys to Men? Manicorn, really? Boys to Men. Johnny Panic says Bone Thugs. They're not hip-hop either. Sick Girl, RZA is one person. He's part of
the Future.
It's not. Heavy D, no.
The Sugar Hill Gang.
Kid and Play, no. Two Live Crew, no. Mystical and AG Nazi Band, no. The Fat Boys, no.
ASAP Mob.
A nope. Tribe Called Quest.
No. Oh, yeah. Sick Girl got it. Sick Girl fucking got it. We have a winner. You know, Sick Girl and I think we connect. We connect musically. I think we're on the same wavelength musically. Yeah, that's right. My favorite hip-hop artist of all time, and it's no joke, is Eric B. and Rakim. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
Led Zeppelin.
ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, converted into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me, cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and after staring your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher. When you start to stutter, that's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. Broke. Keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack. Nobody smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Two pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, the time is quick. Put my tape on pause and ask some more than yours. Then you figure you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that could aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you all be DJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to E-State play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. The microphone like a grudge. Be a hold a record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm C, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily to pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one. There'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following the fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the art, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruptions till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke, cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I experience quick, and I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of trouble, stay darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone, cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the furnace when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke, no joke.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Aw, motherfucking yeah. DITB back up in this. I have to give credit where credit's due. A technological Viking technically guessed Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five before Porno Puppy and wasn't given credit, and I'm a faggot because of that, apparently. So, everybody, technological Viking, he's on Twitter, he's in my chat room. For the record, technological Viking guessed Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five before Porno Puppy. All right? And Puppy, if you want to refute that, you're welcome to call in. So, you know, I don't know who was first. It says 9 minutes ago that
Tech Viking guest Grandmaster Flash on Twitter. So, yeah, I don't know. You guys are going to have to probably just have to fight it out or something. Anyhoot, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay, and we're in hour number two. We're talking about, well, we have three different topics to choose from tonight. In between episodes of being interrupted by some sort of ninja nonsense, we're going to try to maintain to our topics tonight, which are two LulzSec hackers, Ponsatz and Palladium. Learned that they will not spend time behind bars for their attacks on a 2011 election campaign website. And they pleaded guilty in July and did a short little, month of probation, and they're back on the streets. Yeah. Two LulzSec kids. LulzSec. LulzSec. And they are of age. One's 20, one's 21. Also, Steubenville is back in the news. A Steubenville City Schools IT worker was charged with tampering with evidence, obstructing justice, obstructing official business, blah-bitty-bloobity, and he was indicted today for all kinds of shit. And also, and more on, of course, Anonymous is going to jump in there and, I don't know, take credit for something, I'm sure. And then the other thing happening is it was announced that there's going to be a Million Mask March on DC. Yeah, Million Mask March. Dude, apparently whoever's left in Anonymous, which is mostly feds and new fags, are going to converge on Washington. They can't even get the name of their march right. It should be the Over 9,000 Mask March. That's just, they failed on the name of the thing. God, the real Anonymous, the old Anonymous would have got that right. They're all locked up now. Or not, in most cases. Except Jeremy Hammond. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We have a caller here from 347 area code. Unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this?
What's up, Vince? This is I Has Candy.
I Has Candy, welcome to the show, bro. What's going on, man?
Not much. I was just wondering where the hell they are going to get a million people to march for them. I mean, they barely have 1,000 people.
Yeah, you go into any other IRCs and there's like a couple hundred.
Yeah, they're fucking ghost towns now. I mean, Anonymous is dead. Where the hell are they going to?
They're going to be lucky if they get like 500 people.
Yeah. I would say this will be a lot like the protest against Scientology where, you know, they have four or five people standing out some gate. You know, that is all. So it certainly may be another very deep wound to a, you know, already bleeding animal that is Anonymous. Hello?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right. What did I say?
Hello?
Yeah. What did I say?
You said that you were gay. And that
you do this every time. You like fucking slip off into, you know, some unknown land and, you know, try to hit up some girl in, you know, the green room.
Well, I thought you kind of had things covered. Like, you host your own show. I mean, you could take over this. I just let Rebel take over the wheel. You could easily do it, too.
Well, sure, I could, but I thought this was a dialogue, was it not?
Yeah, and that's why I have just you unmuted.
Well, don't just leave me on. Bring Rebel and Hammy on.
But I thought you didn't like it when other people are on. I thought you wanted to just, like, talk about something. Why don't you just talk about what you want to talk about?
What I want to talk about. You know, Vince, this is your show. So, you know, we'll certainly keep it at that.
Cool. So, the shit that I've talked about, besides the anonymous, the million mask march, what do you think of these Palladium and Pawn Sauce? What do you think of them getting off like they did?
Palladium and Pawn Sauce, they got off really fucking easy for what they did. I mean, Pawn Sauce, for example, attacked fucking PBS of all things. I mean, why the fuck would you attack PBS? I mean, this is fucking public broadcasting, you know. I mean,
even though it's only 10% public funded.
I mean, they are barely, you know, afloat as it is, and now Anonymous is going to fucking attack something that actually does something good.
Well,
you know, that,
not anymore.
Well, used to, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, they did, but. Even so, you know, you don't attack your public services.
Like that's a public service, but whatever, dude. It's only 10% funded by the government, dude.
Nah.
Actually, to be honest, you didn't think the big, you didn't just, come on, you have to admit, the Biggie and Tupac story on their website, pretty funny.
Funny, but still illegal.
I didn't say anything about legal. I said pretty funny.
Well, you know, either way, they all deserve death.
Come on, you laughed. You laughed.
No.
Come on, they gave you a laugh.
No, they really didn't. I really wish that they would die.
Oh, my God. Now, that is ridiculous. Now, that is going too far.
No, it's not.
No,
these are fucking criminals. They are against...
Are you from fucking Saudi Arabia? Should they have their hands cut off so they don't touch computers anymore?
Yes, they fucking should. Well, I would certainly settle for this.
You are a Muslim extremist. I knew it. You're a provocateur. You are here to disrupt my show with your conspiracy theories, your disinformation. I'm odd to you, Candy.
Uh-huh. Sure.
You don't think I don't know? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people, four people on the line right now, plus Manicorn, ready to come in and just chomping at the bit to just pwn you right now.
Fucking bring Manicorn on. I have something to say to him about that girl that fucking committed suicide because he bullied her.
No, nobody committed suicide because of Manicorn. Come on.
Yes. Yes, they really did.
Again, disinformation, folks. Why should I believe him? Dude, why should I
bring him on?
All right.
Bring him
on. Fine. Manicorn, you're on. Welcome. Wait, hang on. Manicorn, are you
Yes, I'm here.
All right,
Manicorn. What the fuck are you doing?
That was a top secret anon op, dude. We were studying and heroes, seeing how we could get it to fucking stop. Because let's face facts, dude, Anonymous is losing key players like really badly to and heroes. So, you know, I'm doing an and hero study, and the bitch took it a little too serious. I'm not really responsible for that. I got a lot of good data. I'm trying to save Anonymous here, dude. It's for the mask.
For the mask. So you fucking killed someone, and, you know, you feel better about yourself at night?
I sleep fine. I'm drunk.
Oh, shit. All right, well, speaking of drunk, I need another beer, so I am going to self-mute myself.
Is that it? No,
yeah.
No. You have to apologize to all Anonymous members for exposing our top secret and hero anti-op.
Fucking Anonymous.
Nick Nat, calm now.
Yeah, I'm sure he's doing that right now.
It's Nick Nat. He's, I don't know. He's just Nick.
Yeah. Anyways, I am self-muting. And I will be back shortly.
I feel let down. I want to go in hero now.
Your mama felt let down.
Your mama must have let you down really hard, you on your head here a couple times, bro. Oh, AG Nazi.
Okay, did you guys work things out? Are you guys friends now? Hello?
I don't know if he follows me. I feel so special.
Is this thing on? What did you guys talk
about?
Yeah,
it's on. Know,
okay, good. Oh, man.
Are you
this,
still getting
this...
DDoS, bro? That sucks.
Okay, hang on. I got more callers to get to. I'm going to bring back my panel, and then I'm going to get to Charlie. We have a new caller, Charlie. So let me get to Charlie, and then I'll bring back the panel. Charlie, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me, Vince. I've been listening in, and I just had one thing I had to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you fucking dirt shaking me? Charlie. Get the fuck off. Come on. My God. I thought I had a serious caller there, man. When I screened him, he was good. He had me fooled, man. All right, big ups to Charlie. You had me fooled in the chat. My bad. Okay. Hey, I admit it. You know, he got me. He got by the call screener, which is me. Luke, you're back. What'd you think of that?
Hello. I thought he was going to say something really educated.
Oh, you know what? I talked to him in the chat room, and he sounded like he had a few brain cells. But
apparently not.
Those were the only ones he had. Rebel, what'd you think of that troll?
4.5 out of 10. I'm actually more concerned about why there was a BTR administrator in your chat room 5 minutes ago.
Oh, somebody's probably reporting the show because we're talking about fucking cybercrime and anonymous.
But you're allowed to do that, right?
Yeah, why not? The fucking CNN does it. Why can't I do it?
Yeah, that's, I don't see why someone would report you.
In fact, I'm on CNN's job for them. They don't do it enough, right?
Yeah.
Shit's going down on the internet, and people aren't even really, like, people who read Gawker and Reddit only are the only people that know about it.
Well, you know, fucking idiots. That's why we have you, Vince.
We? Who's we, dude?
The people that listen.
We,
oh, you mean
the people.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know what you guys
to know about cybercrime.
All right, cool. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're covering cybercrime here. Who else is fucking covering cybercrime almost every time I do a stupid show?
Porno Puppy.
Okay. Yeah, all right, so there's other people out there. But, you know, come on. It's a growing genre. Hammurabi, you're back. What'd you think of that troll? Hammy? Hammurabi's gone.
It left him speechless.
No, it was weak as shit. I'm not even going to front. It was fucking terrible.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I feel better about it then. Nigger Christ, what'd you think? That troll, was it good or not?
Hey, man, he's stupid. But, man, you got the Blog Talk Radio VP guy in here. You got the feds watching, man. They're watching.
Well, dude, hello. We're fucking talking about... Look at what my fucking topics are.
The topic?
A bunch of illegal shit. Yeah, we're talking about crime and anonymous.
Well,
of course, you know, people, the feds want to know what we're saying about them.
Oh, Steubenville, yeah, that bitch. Yeah, that fucking KY bitch. Fuck KY.
I know how you feel about KY. I heard your diss track, dude. That's all I need.
Oh, shit! Snap Pack's going to be performing at South by Southwest in 2014.
Who's that?
Snack Pack. He's the best rapper ever. He spreads positivity. He's an amazing man. He even wrote a book.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He wrote a couple books. Here, let me link his website in the chat here.
Right,
shit
go
hard
ahead.
As hell, man.
All right, while you're doing that, let's go back and check in with Manicorn. Manicorn, what'd you think of that troll? Good or not?
It was not actually a troll. That guy was actually a brawny dude. You should have been able to tell by, like, the oiliness to his voice Like, you've seen Silence of the Lambs, right? When he's like, it puts the lotion on skin.
Yeah.
All bronies sort of have that tone, and he had that little pedo tone to him.
Damn. Okay, I'll remember that now. Thanks for pointing that out. I should have had you on.
Yeah, it wasn't a troll. That guy is a legit fucking brawny, dude.
Fucking horse fuck,
fucking
man.
Brawny.
Wow.
No, he doesn't fuck horses. He fucks kids.
So Vince, have you heard Danny
what?
Dantalian's based freestyle of Sue Basco?
Oh my God! No, is there? Please tell me there's a YouTube video.
I just retweeted it from Ginger Brooks. So check on my Twitter. It's on YouTube.
Wait, you got Ginger Brooks' account?
No, I retweeted her account.
Oh. I thought you said.
Yeah, we don't hack it. That's actually illegal.
You know how easy that is to do, right? To just say, hey, to just SE into Ginger Brooks' account. It's happened before. You could probably do it if you wanted to. It was totally possible.
Yeah, show your dick, act like you give a shit about her earthquakes, and you win, man.
Oh my God, I can't even. Can you just tweet it to me directly?
Yeah, I will. So
right,
this is the point I was getting at. I want you to, I want you to watch it, but most importantly, I want you to read the comments underneath. Sue Basco actually left a comment saying she wanted her name removed from it. Then she proceeded to say, "You have talent with your music and your video editing." And that if Danny ever needs legal advice to get a hold of her, and then she ended it by saying, by the way, you didn't black out the Super Bowl, it was me. I call that a 9.5 out of 10 troll on Danny by Sue Basco.
There wasn't actually Sue that made that post.
Who was it?
I have no idea.
Well, either way, there's the link. I just sent it to you.
I'm watching you right now.
Shit go high, man.
Okay. Well, I don't like the video, though. It's very disturbing. There's this weird imagery. I don't know if I agree with whoever directed this video, with the direction and the stylistic choices, but I like
Ben,
the track.
Can you retweet it?
Yeah, sure.
You make the Sue Basco.
Yeah, it's so far so good. It seems to be a little, somewhat of a slapper, if you will. But yeah, I'll try to upload it and play it before the show's over.
It's classic Danny, though.
Yeah. All right, let's bring back I Has Candy. I Has Candy, what'd you think of that call, that brony call?
Candy.
I Has
Candy.
Yeah,
what's up?
Never mind, nothing. What's going on? What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Brawnies.
Why?
The girl's pussy on my mind.
Why?
Chicken, watermelon, and pussy. Nigger crisis he's going to figure out.
They are on my mind because they are all sick fucks that need, you know, to seriously fucking die. These people are either taken over by some alien force, or these people are just all fucking pedophiles. I mean, look at them. Seriously.
Ooh,
you know,
myself. And I agree. Fuck the Swedes. I hate Swedes.
My White Ninja posted a while ago, you know, a picture of a fucking brawny with text that said, just kiss or some shit. What was that?
I don't need to see it. I don't want to see it.
I found it. Okay. I am going to tweet this.
Candy, is it true you're recovering, Bronny?
Yes. You have figured me out.
That explains a lot.
And I just doxed myself just now on Twitter.
Wow.
Twitter's serious fucking business, dude.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
I mean,
anyways,
you're not really like elite hacker until you hack something and post it all over the fucking internet for everybody to see.
Yeah. Let's all incriminate ourselves. Vince, so let's talk about Hammond for a minute. You know,
sure.
you are all up in this guy's ass. Like, you know, you think he's a hero. You think that
When did I say he was a hero? Wait. Stop right there. When did I say he was a hero?
And not.
I think you actually
did
say that. I think you said he was an American hero, Vince.
Yeah.
No, I said he was a patriot.
Is there a fucking difference?
Aren't we all patriots?
No, not everyone.
No, not the Republicans and the Democrats.
Oh, well, then I'm sorry. I thought everybody who was a citizen of this great land was all the same.
No, they are not.
Food stamps and welfare and shit like that.
By our creator with certain inalienable rights.
Anyways, Vince, you know, this guy, you were saying that he is getting it worse than anyone else.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate statement based on what these two Wolfpack kids just got.
Now, this guy, would you not say that he deserved what he got considering who he attacked? I mean, he attacked a government contractor.
Yes, I agree. Okay, who the fuck is following me with goddamn socks right now? All right, I'm going to have to put my fucking Twitter on lockdown. Are you fucking shitting me?
Sounds like you're getting DDoSed again, too, bro.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, you're breaking
just go
out,
ahead
man.
And reboot, dude. I'll take it over for a little bit.
Oh, Patriot my God. The ninjas. The goddamn ninjas. I got to change my IP again. All right, you guys, I have Candy take over. I can't.
All right.
God damn, I fucking pissed off that bitch.
Dude, they are serious.
I
they
got
are
him
not
again.
Around.
Like, I saw this bitch on full chicken. I fucked the ass off him, man. Tear a new asshole. Go jack in the box on that ass.
Dude, have y'all seen Subasco 20 years ago? Her nose was half the size and her ass
look at
twice
bitch.
The size. Pretty fucking legit, dude.
All right, motherfuckers, I am now running the show. Shut your mouth or I'll fucking kill
where
you,
the fuck
okay?
Is Sin go?
What, nigga, I'd fuck her ass off.
What?
You want to ass off?
And we are once
dude,
again...
Dude, ass offs are my favorite thing to do at the strip club, dude. You just, like get, like, 3-4 strippers around and you start throwing cash at them while they're shaking their ass in the center. You're just like, get it, girls, get it. And the whole point is to, like, denigrate them and just throw the dollars on the fucking floor. They don't even get it. All they see is the money.
Yeah, I'm 15, so I have not experienced this what you're describing.
We are again, ladies and gentlemen, listening to Russell in the Bay. I am your host, CNY Rebel. I am here with my co-host, I Has Candy. We have a tremendous panel.
Hello.
Yo, I don't hear what's going on. What's going on? I don't hear you,
the host, motherfucker.
So now we're gonna talk about.
You better
alien.
Fucking recognize. You better
we're gonna talk
switch
about
your shit around.
Alien.
You are the co-host, motherfucker.
Whether they are probing I Has Candy on a weekly basis.
Only rectally. But he, you know, he liked it so much rectally, they had to change it to orally.
We need that.
Oh, nice, Manny. You made him fucking cry. Okay. Daddy wasn't there for you, I know. It's okay.
AG Nazi, bitch.
Damn,
my
girl hot. I gotta find out where this bitch lives.
We will give you the hugs that your mother never gave you.
Thank you. That's all I wanted this whole fucking time.
I just wanna be
with you. Dude, you just need to go back to your little brawny collector, dude. They're all into hugs.
Go get a hug from a fucking
man.
Knife.
Yeah, buddy.
Holy fucking hell of fuck that. My little brownie.
Let's talk about that BTR administrator that was in here a few minutes ago.
Yo, there was legit a BTR administrator. I've never had... Candy, have you ever had one pop into your chat? I didn't know who the hell it was. It popped up in a red name.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this red guy?
Yeah, it was
Ben's watching, man. He's probably still in here on a guest account or something.
It was
no in my chat. I've never seen that.
Well,
I haven't either.
It was weird. I was like, "What the fuck's going on?" And I sent Vince a PM, and he goes, "That's an administrator. Someone reported us." So, you know, Manicorn made someone kill themselves, and next thing you know, we got the FBI watching us.
Hey, Administrator, you watching? You a faggot.
I have a question.
Yeah. And he's a fed. Death right. for feds.
We have a go.
Why was that guy freaking out on Manicorn for making someone kill himself? I don't think I'm aware of the situation.
That man? I have a fucking name.
Yes, it does. It's David Hine.
Yeah, sure it is.
So can someone just fill me in like a slight bit? Because I'm so confused.
Well, see, Manicorn bullied this girl that was in California. And the story goes, you know, she and her family were pro-Obama. And Manicorn is obviously against, you know, the Obama administration. So he bullied, you know, both her and her family until they both disappeared from the digital world. So obviously she fucking killed herself.
So we don't even know
You're
if she's dead.
Serious, are you?
No, she's dead.
How, do you know that for a fact?
No.
Did you see the body?
Wait, you're not being serious, are you? You're kidding, right?
Did you touch the body?
Dude, it was an anonymous op, dude. We were doing research on Ann Heroes because we've just been gutted personnel-wise by these Ann Heroes that are taking place on the internet. Now we're just trying to get to the bottom of how to solve the Ann Hero crisis. Unfortunately, she may have left the internet and created a new screen name.
Yeah, she didn't fucking kill herself.
No,
wait,
she was
she being
killed
serious?
Herself.
She you
crazy.
Actually think they
hey.
She killed herself?
Yes, I do, because she said, she said, I can no longer take this anymore. I'm
right.
ending it. And then her entire family disappeared, including her.
Maybe she
hey.
Ended her digital account.
Are you sure they didn't
hey,
get a alien?
Manicorn, you there?
Candy.
Yo, Manicorn?
Up,
I got a question. Right. Did she have it coming?
Oh, dude, of course she had it coming, dude.
Either not,
she
we good. You Gucci. You are forgiven in the eyes of the Lord.
Have it coming. She was fucking 17 years old.
The Lord has spoken.
Maybe what she meant by I'm going to end it is that she was just going to join Anonymous and end her personal life. Totally.
Yeah, that is possible. Why does Anonymous get so much hate? There is something good in it, though.
And
no, there is fucking nothing in it.
And that's, how it, and that's how Emmy Einstein was born.
Emmy. Oh, God. Don't get me started there.
The Emmy is run by the Jews.
What if this Million Mask March, though, does go positively?
It's not going to go anywhere. They don't even have that many fucking members.
Yeah, I couldn't see a million. Well, from what I heard, the march is not just in D.C. Like,
so
I don't know.
Fat-ass niggas who just let their pants basement for the first time in 5 years... stepping out to march and watch nobody care about them.
I don't know who said that, but no, it's like all around the United States and all around the world.
Well,
is it really a whole million Anons are going to march all around the world?
I mean,
that's
either way.
That's a fucking long-ass walk, bro.
Either fucking way, all you're going to get is a bunch of, you know, Justin Bieber fucking, you know, kids wearing fucking Anonymous masks saying, oh, we are hacktivists. We are going to take over the world.
Take over.
What are they, Asian? Are they all Asian?
Oh, we hack you. We hack you good. You get your fried rice and we hack you.
Yeah, that's
did you have
really
a story about how Asians make bacon?
I apologize to Elliot for disgracing the Asian people.
Well, and she could totally
that's
own
racist,
on
man.
Twitter or in real life.
Racism is a crime.
Is it?
Yeah,
Kim?
Man.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's only a crime if you kill somebody or, you know, beat somebody the fuck up. Then it's a hate crime. Otherwise, it's just, you know, being untactful.
Fucking Mexicans, man. These fucking Mexicans living all near me. I'm fucking tired of these goddamn Mexicans.
Those black people.
Hey,
Kim.
Niggas
surprise, niggas!
Hey, Vince is back.
About damn time.
My God, what the hell is fucking going on here? Oh, wow. I apologize, people. I don't know what the fuck is going on right now. This is getting kind of annoying. I've had to reset my IP twice tonight. I don't know how these ninjas are getting my IP off of BTR. Okay. Whatever, bros. It's on. Come at me. Fuck. I've missed like half my show. All right. So Luke's still here. Luke's my buddy. I saw your tweets, dude. Thanks for the support, man. No, but look, everybody's making fun of me in the chat room.
That sucks, man. I back you up.
Yeah. And you know what? I heard some of the shit before I got back on. I heard some of the shit that was said. And I know some people violated some of my rules. So,
I couldn't even tell. Like, no one was making any sense. I was trying to touch on one of the topics, but we went on to something random.
Yeah. It looks like Spice Ninja, Spick Ninja. Oh, really? Spick Ninja. How convenient. We got a Spick Ninja. You know what? You're getting timeout, Spick Ninja.
I wish there was a way to have, like, forbidden words.
2 minutes. 2 minutes, Spick Ninja. 2 minutes. 2 minutes for using the L word in the chat room. I'm sorry,
God,
Luke.
No.
What was the matter? Oh, you said you wish there weren't rules. Why? There has to be rules.
No.
How else
do
we keep order?
I wish there was a way to have, like, ban words, like ban the word ninja in anyone's username.
Oh, certainly there's going to be, you know, you would hope that this new IPO that's happening for Twitter will give them new revenue and they can do something where you can just filter out ninjas completely.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Once Wall Street gets a hold of this this Twitter thing, look out. Sky's the limit. It's gonna not only destroy itself, but it's gonna destroy Facebook too.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna and MySpace is gonna fill the void. The great social media wars. Now, but seriously, folks, let's bring on callers. So I think we have a new caller, maybe. I don't know. This caller has a blocked number. Your hands up. Hi, who's this?
Get ready.
Yo, Vince, what's up?
Hey, Nick from Toronto. What's going on?
Not much, man. What's going on, bro?
Oh, nothing much. Just trying to, you know, hang on to the ship here before it goes under.
Was there actually a topic, or like what was going on? Because I came in late here.
There is topics. Check this out, man. Did you hear about the two LulzSec hackers?
The who?
No, not the who. Pawn Sauce and Palladium. They were in LulzSec. I think they're in Ireland. Same thing. Same difference. They pleaded guilty to two charges brought against them in July. Did about, I don't know, what, a month and a half of probation, and the judge said, you know what, you guys have done your time. Peace out. So these are, you know, former people. I mean, these kids got burned hard by Sabu. They had what 1 month and a half of probation. Wow, they got it tough. That's so one thing.
They got let go, those two fuckers.
Yeah, they're back. They're free now. So to speak. Then we also are talking about Stupidville again. Is up in the news, Stupidville. Did you hear about this IT worker who was indicted?
Yeah, I saw that.
What do you think about it?
Fucking Muppets, all of them.
Okay.
KY too.
Speaking of Muppets,
Did you hear about Anonymous November 5th, Million Mask March? What were your thoughts? You going to be there?
No, I'm still waiting on my fucking Yen mug. Till I get that, then I'll be there.
Oh, you know Emmy and Jackal will be there, I'm sure. Isn't all of Anonymous going to be there? I don't know. Let's ask our panel. CNY Rebel, who do you think is – do you think Emmy and Jackal will share their face – or at least mask their faces at the Million Mask March?
I would have to imagine they're probably going to go.
I mean, they have to, don't they? I mean, they're like – they own the biggest Twitter account in Anonymous, right?
They're probably going to show up in a limousine. They're going to step out in their nice suit and pantsuit.
And when they step out, when the door opens, a big cloud of smoke. A huge gust of smoke, like a mushroom cloud, comes out of the fucking door.
Well, they got $55,000 to make a grand entrance, so I'm sure it'll be pretty good.
Fuck yeah. I bet you, like, Drake or Justin Bieber is going to step out, too, from the limo.
Miley Cyrus will be twerking out of the fucking trunk. It'll be awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Speaking of, I got a question for you, Vince. Like, Miley Cyrus, would you hit that shit hard or what?
Oh, my God.
Dude, she's young, man. Is she even legal?
Yeah, she's like 21.
Yeah, of course. She was, why not? Yeah, I'd hit that. Why not? Yeah, sure, why not? But she just, she seems like a little kid, though. That feels almost like.
Yeah. Have you seen her fuck a foam finger?
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. That was cute. That was great. She had fun. She was on. I heard she was on fucking ecstasy. Good for her. She was having fun. She was into it.
She was on SNL. She was all right, man.
By the way, Vince, I told everyone else this about the march. To make it sound a little more believable and logical, it's not just in D.C. It's all around the world.
Yeah, but
having a hard time hearing me? Am I Patriot Gregging? I'm getting some complaints.
A little bit. Not bad, though. Not as bad as you were before.
You sound bad. You sound fine.
Wait.
If they do this million man or million mask march, I mean, they're thinking they can get a million people throughout the world to do it. I bet you they get probably 80,000
might be able to get a million.
Well, think about it though. It's the Million Mask March with people that are quote unquote anonymous. How many of these people are going to show up because it's something to do? You know, they're going to buy a mask, or if they have one laying around because it's the cool thing to do, and they're like, well, I got nothing better to do. I'm going to fucking skip school and go check this thing out and smoke some weed with a bunch of fucking people from all over the world. And
break some windows.
Yeah, half of them aren't fucking activists. They're all summer fags that went back to school or something along those lines, and they're just going to go out there because it's the thing that is going on. It's a thing that's, hip right now, and we're going to be on CNN. There's going to be legit probably throughout the whole world, I'm going to say 2,000 people that are legit, supporters of Anonymous that actually do stuff with operations and try to make a difference with Anonymous. That's my guess.
Yeah, but even then, it's still going to get Anonymous on the radar again.
And I think that's the point. Obviously that's...
Yeah.
But...
I don't think it'll get a whiff on mainstream media, man, to be honest, with all the shit that's going down.
I already told
everything gets a whiff on mainstream media.
I already
though.
Told you it'll be a 30-second clip right before they go to a commercial on CNN.
And
it'll
be just like the G20 here in Toronto, which I was there for about 2 weeks, and they'll insert a couple cops as so-called black bloc people and break some windows and shit, and then spin it, and that's it, man. Make it look like shit.
Well, something is going to go down in D.C., and it's going to get blown up.
That's what I thought. I was thinking to myself, what happens, this is a publicity stunt for quote-unquote Anonymous to get their name back out there and be relevant and whatever else, whoever's putting it together. But what happens when you get these fucking people that, you know, they get drunk, they get fucking drugged out with whatever they're doing out there, and then they fucking just turn a cop car, or all of a sudden they start smashing windows into a fucking shopping center, or, you know, they do something that it's going to black eye the whole thing, it's going to fucking backfire on them.
Yeah, I mean, I openly support part of Anonymous, the part that actually, as you said, the 2,000 that are actual activists. I just think there's too many people that are in it. It's so mainstream now that it's just going to start to ruin their image.
Oh, it's already ruined.
Yeah.
What is that? There fucking is no way to ruin their image more than it is already ruined. I mean, yeah, Anonymous is fucking done.
No, it's around. It just sucks. It's everything it used to not be.
Nigga, real talk, I want to fuck Ariana Grande in her ass, baby.
All right.
Lit that shit and two fuck her in the ass like Avatar The Last Airbender, you know what I'm saying?
I just want to know why Vince would fuck. Oh, God, I would never fuck Miley Cyrus. There's nothing attractive about that.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, she looks like a fucking cocaine.
I said, okay, you know what? I was reluctantly saying, you know, if like, she was, like, throwing it in front of me, I might say
no,
yes.
No, you didn't.
No,
if
you
I was
did
hanging
that.
Out already in backstage with Miley, you know, if I was backstage,
I would
company or something, and Miley Cyrus like was on ecstasy and was like jumping all over me, I don't think I'd fight her off. Would you?
I would really? Stiff arm that bitch. I would Heisman my way out of that fucking room.
Vince, if I was high on E, Vince, I'd fuck you, bro. So that's not saying much.
Miley is a fucking alien. You people need to fucking realize that this chick, her only agenda is to impregnate America with alien babies and protect
and how
her
do you
race.
Do this?
Well, she's already been impregnated by her daddy.
Oh.
Got that achy, breaky cock, know what I'm saying?
Her father had the nicest mullet of 1993.
True.
He really did. Yeah, this is a class A mullet.
That baby probably going to come out with a mullet, too.
You guys realize how hideous I has Candy's background noise is?
Yeah, I was wondering
That's because he's a trucker, bro.
I has, man. You in the bunker?
Right now, we are I has Candy free at the moment, okay? Now watch. I will add
back. Broadcaster from the bunker.
No, he's in a submarine, dude. He has sonar. Oh, we heard it already.
Now you're going to
check. Okay. Check it out. Put him back on.
What's that, Vince?
He's self-muted.
What?
There's the sonar. I heard the sonar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did not fucking mute. What the hell are you talking about?
All these instruments and shit going on in the background.
All these goddamn choo-choo trains.
No, it's all like fucking space monitoring shit.
They
got like microphones and
shit up in here, man.
I stop logging our IPs, man.
I'm just just imagining him in a room surrounded by old electronics at work and his laptop.
T-Boone Pickens.
What of it, bro? What of it?
Choo-choo trains.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We're getting dangerously close to being done with the show. Thank God. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's take another caller. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Awesome. That is awesome.
Damn.
I don't even know what that is, but I assume it's like a My Pony remix or some shit.
Yeah, the pony.
No. Let him play it. Let him play it.
No, I already kicked him off, dude. He's gone.
It's not even Ellie Goulding. Why do you want him to play
it? We only have, like, 12 minutes. We should probably try to get a serious caller.
I know. There's a couple more.
Black Messiah is a very serious man.
Right, let's see. Let's see who else we can. Hang on. Let me take another caller here. Let's go. Fuck. Another block number. Go ahead.
Yo.
Oh, God. That's My Little Pony shit.
Fuck. Like,
Ben, come on, man.
No!
Ben. Ben, cut this shit off, please.
Fucking man. There you go.
Ben, it's it.
If you don't shut this up, I'm gonna think you're a horse fucking.
God.
I could.
Holy shit.
All right, we got another call. This one, 347 area code. You're on the air. Who's this?
Your daddy.
Oh. Hey, who's that?
It's Darko. I wanted to call up. I'm listening to you guys and I hit one.
Darko, what's up, bro? What's on your mind?
Donuts!
What do you want to add to the madness here?
I'm eating a salad right now and I'm listening to you.
A Darko. Salad? What the fuck are you, a hippie?
No, I'm fucking high and I'm hungry.
You haven't been taking any crack?
No need to off on Twitter. This is definitely Darko.
Have you not taken any crack tonight?
No, not yet. I'm just listening. Just figured I'd hit one real quick, just to say hi.
Hi.
Well, hi. Thank you. For saying hi and calming things down here, it's been pretty out of hand tonight. The show has just fucking totally got off the rails because of these ninjas and trolling me with ponies and stuff. It's stupid.
Fucking white people.
How are you doing, Vince?
Oh, other than these ninjas being a pain in my ass, accusing me of being a brony and blowing up my mentions on Twitter, other than that, things are going really good.
Yeah, these ninjas are getting out of hand, though. They're getting carried away with all this stuff. They're getting pretty hardcore.
Oh, my God. Now, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm fucked. I just got a tweet from God of SEO. You know who God of SEO is, right?
No idea.
He was just on my show a couple nights ago.
Sure you
won't. Oh, is that that kid that doesn't know what he's talking about?
Yeah, the artist formerly known as he's just tweeted me that he is saying I am a brony and ready confirmed by ninjas. Now you know what the God of SEO could possibly do with that information.
Nothing.
He could proliferate it over the internet in such a way that I will be fucking destroyed.
Oh, he's going to give it to Neil. Neil's going to make a graph and he's going to put you in Splunk.
No.
Dude, you're fucked, bro.
Sherry Wong's so next level, five levels above
me.
He doesn't do crap, dude. He's gonna fucking destroy me, dude. You're gonna Google my name and it's gonna just say, you know, like Prince in the Bay, the leader of the Bronies.
Hang in there, man.
That is actually not hard to do. Anyone can do that.
I know, but
he's
like the god of this shit, dude.
He ain't shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Vince, you're a cyber criminal. Fight back.
I heard you. 15-year-old
really well informed.
I'm going to revert to my Italian roots and just pay him off.
You know, part of my profession is SEO, and I can tell you, this guy is not shit.
What part of trucking is SEO?
Yeah, and what part of
yeah,
God
what, the fuck? What are you
do you
talking
not understand?
About, man?
What part of God of do you not understand, bro?
SEO, man.
Okay, well, should I name myself I has God or something and, you know,
no,
make
you
fucking feel better?
You already would have if you could.
You
ain't a god nothing, nigga. I'm a god. I'm a black messiah. You ain't no god.
I just want to
hear the explanation about trucking and SEO.
Correct.
We might want to go to closing thoughts. We only have 7 minutes left.
Yeah, thank you.
So
geez, look, pretty my fucking producer. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
You're not.
Okay, yeah, we have 5 minutes to go. We're almost out of here, people. So, yeah, Luke, thank you. Final thoughts. Appreciate you bringing that up. And for doing that, you get the first shot. Go ahead. Final thoughts, Luke.
Very fun show. Very interesting conversations. And once again, thank you for having me. Looking forward to the next one.
Right on. Thanks, bro. Let's see. CNY Rebel, final thoughts.
Great show, Vince. I hope everyone enjoyed Vince in the Bay and Russell in the Bay while Vince was gone. Excellent show, Vince. Thank you for having me on. Look forward to it. Russell League Radio Live, 11 p.m. Eastern, this Saturday night. I'm out.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Hammurabi's Code, final thoughts.
I like black people. That's number one. Number two, Shari Wong's robots.txt. Trucking and SEO. That's fucking interesting. Number three, I'm done with my list. You have a great night, Vince. Good show.
Right on. Thanks, Hammy. Appreciate the call. Nigger Christ, final thoughts.
Hey, man. Black Messiah, best rapper alive. Dropping my next mixtape, Swagoochie, on January 1st. All y'all stay listening. Vince, your mama looks like James Gandolfini. All y'all keep it Gucci.
All right. Appreciate the call. Shit. Block number. Who's this?
Wait.
All right, thanks. Okay, that's enough. We get it. Thanks, Nick. Oh, God. I has Candy, final thoughts.
Great show, Vince. I would just like to say on Saturday, Consternation Security will be attacking the Alex Jones Network. This is Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We will do this live on the air. So
you're going to troll Alex Jones live from BTR.
No, we're not trolling. We are attacking. That is all.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Okay, Darko, final thoughts.
Nigger Christ is probably one of the best hip-hop artists that's up and coming right now. Just to be on the same line as him right now is a fucking pleasure. I'm looking forward to him dropping some hot shit in the future. I'm one of his biggest fans. I'm actually about to go get a Nigger Christ tattoo. I'm looking forward to his music. And like I said, the man is a fucking underlooked genius in the hip-hop music game. And Vince, thanks for having me on, buddy. Keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Right on. Thanks. Appreciate the call. And last but not least, we have a caller at the buzzer. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, Vince?
Hey, that's Spyco.
Spyco, holler at your boy. That's right.
What's going on, Spyco? Hey, you called it the last minute, bro.
I heard.
And your audio is terrible, I think. Let me mute everybody else.
My audio is never terrible.
Oh, yeah. How many goddamn proxies are you behind right now?
Only what my handling gives me.
See, not only do you have poor audio quality, but there's a delay, too. That's how fucking encrypted you are right now. And what are you more... Are you more heavily encrypted right now or heavily medicated? Hello? Is this thing on? Hey, are you there? Hey, Luke. Luke, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we lost him. Sweet. All right. Cool. Well, that...
I love you. Love you, Vince. You never lose me, Vince.
Oh, God. Spyco. Jesus Christ. All right. Hey, thanks everybody for calling tonight. It was fun. I'm glad we got to stay on topic the whole night. Not... I apologize for the Spyco, do you mind? I'm trying to do the show wrap up right here.
Oh yeah, you can finish the show, all right?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't even know what I was talking about. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It was a great show. I wish we could have stayed on topic. If it wasn't for the ninjas, maybe we could have. I'm going to sign off quickly before they take my fucking internet connection down again. Yeah, that's it. Peace out. I'm not going to play that Danny track because it has She Whose Name We Shall Not Say in it. I'm not fucking playing that shit. But in honor of Nigger Christ and Danny Dantalian, I'll tell you what. I'll play the KY Bitch Dantalian remix by Nigger Christ. Remix.
Oh, yeah, motherfucker.
Danny Dantalian. Yeah, here it is. Peace out, yo. Oh, hey, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceTheBay.
Hey, Vince.
Fuck with niggas, they be talking with a fist. You think you anonymous, boy, you know you're weak. NC, straight apologize, back ass and speak. Live single day, you up whine on the Twitter. How you so great, and you gonna be acquitted. Shit, why I say it is the last one I really meant. Hope you post it up and say what the living friend. NC don't be taking hurts a lot of eaters. Say my boys, all you want the rap game either. Put your pussy ass in place so everybody know. They're low, still a dumb motherfucker, hit the road. Nigga crap, bitch. Going in hard on your ass. Fuck you, bitch. Don't fuck with niggas that are talking with a fit.
Thank you very nice.